Youth, aged 7 to 12, were introduced to the skilled trades industry this week. The city of Orillia had its first introduction to construction summer camp at Rotary Place, where local youth were tasked with building a doghouse for their four-legged friends at home. Leading the camp is Kelly Smith, a former construction worker and retired chief building official for the city of Orillia. Smith also runs a similar 8-week-long course for Orillia Parks and Recreation during the evenings. "The camp has been amazing," she said. "They worked on it for 2 hours in the morning and 2 hours in the afternoon. It paced well." Smith says the camp participants had to learn to cooperate with each other and work as a team to accomplish their build. "They had to screw it all together," Smith explained. "I only had 6 screw guns, so they had to cooperate, hold pieces for each other, and they were just wonderful." Smith says the goal of the camp was to teach youth about the different skilled trades and tools that are used in the trades. "I raised 3 boys," Smith explained. "I found by the time they were in high school, where they get a little more opportunity to try trades, a lot of them are already on a path to where they want to go." Smith hopes that teaching younger kids about skilled trades will generate more interest in the field for generations to come. She also hopes that the campers now have a better understanding of how to protect themselves from injury if they do decide to pursue a career in such a workforce. "They did have to wear safety glasses and gloves," she said. "I hope they realize that working with tools is not a game, but it's also something that isn't as overwhelming as they might think." While it was a lot of work for Smith, who pre-cut all of the wood for 15 doghouses, she says it was all worth it. "I absolutely loved this week with the kids," she said. "It was rewarding to see their eagerness and excitement." Abby North, an 11-year-old camper, says she enjoyed working on the doghouses. "It was really fun," she said. "We did all sorts of things, including building and playing games." North says the camp has given her a new skill set. "I didn't know how to put on shingles or siding before coming here," she said. "Those are new skills I hope to use again someday." North hopes to return to the camp next summer with a whole new class of campers. Lachlan Rogers, an 11-year-old camper, says he enjoyed the experience of trying new things. "It was very fun," he said. "I learned a lot of stuff." Rogers says his favorite part of the camp was framing his doghouse. "I learned how to keep nails and screws straight," he said. "I'm happy with how it turned out." Now that the camp is over, Rogers says he hopes to one day pursue a career in construction. Smith said the business community supported the camp. J. Ware's Aluminum donated the siding, half of the shingles were donated by Gibson Building Supply, and Home Depot provided a discount for the lumber.